And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Ferret Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is David Rouse with Oakwood Homes in Chino Valley filling in for Lorette today. And welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. My guests today are going to be David Barco with the Family Resource Center, Donna Wild with Century 21, and Trish LaFever with Interstate Home Loan Center. So stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Valley on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and on the web at kqna.com.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. We support a lot of local activities, and the Kiwanis Auction is one of my favorites. Help the kids and get some great deals by tuning in to the Kiwanis Auction weeknights, March 25th through April 5th, on Cable Channel 64 between 7 and 10 p.m. You'll find great deals on dining, golf, tools, vacations, jewelry, sports tickets, and more. You can get almost anything at the Kiwanis Auction, and yes, you can even buy propane. From Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
All right, welcome back. This is David Rouse again, sitting in for Lorette today. I'm with Oakwood Homes out in Chino Valley, proud members of the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. And our first guest today is going to be David Barco with the Family Resource Center here in the Prescott area. So hello, Mr. David.
Hello, David. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. So today we're going to talk about a few things. What would you like to kind of go over today?
Well, I want to start out with just so we are celebrating our 30th anniversary at the Family Resource Center, part of YRMC in Prescott Valley.
Awesome.
So we're very excited about
that. All right. So what's that going to entail then? What are we doing with this?
Yeah, well, so we're trying to get the word out, obviously,
today,
letting people know what we've been doing for 30 years. You know, so I've worked at various organizations over the years, like many people. I am very happy, to be able to work for core organization of YRMC, where, you know, we actually, the organization, we do try to practice what we preach, the mission, values, and vision. And our department, I think, is a prime example of that. So 30 years ago, we, you know, there was a number of folks at the hospital and some others in the community who identified a need in the area. So we had, you know, people, folks were having babies and giving, and not a lot of resources in the area. Maybe they were new parents and the nurses, you know, were covering the medical portion of life. But, you know, the other piece is, all right, what do I, this crying baby, 2 a.m. And that's just the quote unquote, you know, normal situations. If you add anything else, struggles, challenges in life, and most families have something,
right,
you know, there wasn't a lot, especially 30 years ago.
And I hear you. I moved here in 1990, almost 30 years myself, and I can attest to that. You were right on the money. Mm-hmm. So, yep.
Yeah. So YRMC, you know, they created an actual department to respond to this need, and the Family Resource Center was created. So
okay.
At that time, it was just one simple, humble program, which was our First Steps program, and it was seeing all births, 365, and with two simple missions. One was giving information. So they have what we call our little goodie bags. So whether it's the first baby, fifth baby, or anywhere in between, they got information. And it was about things like safe sleep, postpartum depression, which is really big, and a high percentage of moms will experience something.
Right.
Keeping babies safe, SIDS prevention, infant brain development, coping with the crying baby, never shake a baby, attachment, bonding, a lot of these core pieces that apply to everybody.
Correct.
And then we added the second component, which was the support piece. Some folks have a lot of support in the area, which is wonderful. Others,
correct,
not so much. We have plenty of folks that moved from out of area. So we wanted to make sure that people had supports. And if they didn't, we do what we can to try to help link them with something. And there's no cookie cutter answer to that because everybody has different scenarios.
Yeah.
And then we follow up 1 week and 3 months afterwards and saying, hey, how you doing? How's baby doing? And again, how can we help with anything? We ask key questions in that. So that program is still going strong. It is run by one of our awesome staff and supported by, we have seven fantastic volunteers that are going in there 7 days a week, holidays, weekends.
They love what they do.
They love what they do. They have a passion, and bless their hearts, we couldn't do it without them to
absolutely
make sure that folks get this. So that's how we started.
Okay.
And just 2 years later, we expanded upon our mission of keeping kids safe and supporting families and supporting parents in raising their children. And we developed the first Healthy Families program in the nation.
Nice.
So this is our we're particularly proud of, obviously, our little bragging rights.
Yeah.
And now, 28 years later, it is a national, statewide and national program. We're 38 states strong, and it's one of the leading home visitation programs in helping parents support parents with their kids, with everything you can think of that involves in raising a child. Everything from what's going on, you know, brain development at,
correct,
2 weeks and 2 months,
correct,
to, oh my gosh, what I do? They've been crying for 3 hours straight,
yep,
and I'm pulling my hair out.
Yep.
All of the above. And then again, add any other stressors to life. And like I said, I don't know too many families without stressors.
Right.
Of some kind.
Yeah.
So we have what we call family support specialists, which are hospital staff that go into the home, weekly, for the first 6 to 12 months, and after that, I could taper off to 2 biweekly.
Okay.
And they can stick around for up to 5 years.
Wow.
So we can see these kids literally grow into their fifth birthday, and it's a wonderful thing. And again, our one-liner is we're supporting parents in giving their kids the best start to life possible.
Excellent. Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that, you know, I experienced that myself. I had a boy born in 95 and a 96 at YRMC.
Oh, wonderful.
And was young parents. We got a lot of help from that program, and it was very much appreciated. Like you said, they don't come out with instructions.
They
babies
do not.
Do not. So it's good to have people there willing to help you and answer those questions. So, yeah.
Well, absolutely. I'm glad to hear it was a good experience.
So what else we got going on?
Yeah. Well, real quick, I want to just jump back to let people, anybody listening. So our Healthy Families piece is one of the main things we have to eligibility to get people enrolled in that.
Okay.
Anybody. So we see most of our folks from the birthing center, of course, of the hospital, but anybody, you know, can give us a call and look in. So we've had some where they were in the program and their sister had a, you know, was pregnant, so they called us. So it doesn't have to come through the hospital. It can be from anywhere.
And how and when do they enroll?
So that's the biggest thing, is we have a very small window because we have a national model that we have to abide by. We're highly researched, highly evidence-based, you know, so always with the latest research and data and everything. So we have a small window prenatal, so anytime mom's pregnant, boom, we can start at that point.
Okay.
Up to 3 months after birth.
After birth, okay.
After birth, yep. So that's the small window. And, of course, it's basically the Quad City area, you know, that we serve. And let me see real quick, make sure I'm not forgetting anything. Those are the main eligibility pieces.
Okay.
I said most folks can qualify. All of our programs that we're talking about in our department are free to everybody.
Okay.
All of our programs are entirely grant and donation funded. So we don't deal with insurance, income eligibility, any of that.
Excellent, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So you have multiple programs going on. Mm-hmm. Tell us about some of the other programs you got going on.
Yeah, so the third one is our car seat safety program. That's the newest one. Still been around for a number of years now, but of the three, it's our newer one. So we have, through a possible grant through the Governor's Office of Highway Safety, they support us to be able to do this. We have nationally certified child passenger safety technicians, car seat techs.
Very good.
That can do safety checks for anybody. Again, anybody in the community can give us a call and get, and schedule a time to come and see us.
Okay.
And we can make sure that the seat is good to go.
Right.
It's the right seat for the child.
Right.
And the child to seat and seat to vehicle are all fastened and everything is good to go.
Okay.
So we did just under 300 of those last year.
Wow.
Safety checks. And about 90% of them arrived to us in unsafe situations or configurations, one way or the other. So again, me as a parent personally, I became trained in this too, addition to my staff. So I, as soon as I came home from the training, I went right to the garage and did a double check because there are so many components to be mindful of. So
and another thing to bring that point up on that too is grandparents or
Absolutely.
Other members of the family
Absolutely.
That may have to you know assist in helping take the baby around.
Mm-hmm.
Car seats today are not the same they were even 20 years ago. Putting them in the seats, how and where to put them, and how to strap the children incorrectly.
Absolutely.
Oh,
and neither
goodness.
Are the vehicles for
I
that
know,
matter. They've
right?
changed a lot. So it's a 4-day training down in the valley to get certified.
Okay.
And so just real quick, letting people know, car seats do expire 6 years, so check that date on the bottom of their seat.
That's great to know.
Only buy new seats because used seats could be damaged, and there's no way to find by
telling. Good point.
And their seats are appropriate by height and weight are the main things, and those are stickers on the side of the seat.
Okay.
And those are the main pieces for that.
Excellent, excellent. So let's talk about one other quick thing real quick, Prevent Child Abuse Month for the month of April. You want to hit on that real quick?
Absolutely. So we work with a number of organizations and nonprofits, a lot of great folks in the community. One organization we work with is Prevent Child Abuse Arizona, and they have an annual pinwheel party coming up on Saturday, April 27th. It's at the Civic Center lawn area in Prescott Valley.
Okay.
Prescott Valley runs from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay.
And it's a fun event. It has bouncy houses and all kinds of games and activities for the kids and things the parents can do with them. We're going to have gift cards handed out with surveys and some things, other things going on. And it's also a lot of nonprofits are going to be there to help parents know a lot of resources and things in the area that help and serve families.
Okay. So give us your information then. Where are you guys located at? And let's hear all about you guys.
Absolutely. So the Family Resource Center is on the East Campus of YRMC. So and we're in the Del Webb Outpatient Building, which is right off of Windsong, 3262 North Windsong. And our phone number is 928-771-5651.
Perfect. Well, certainly appreciate you coming in today and giving us some valuable information. That type of program is so essential for good communities like ours, and it just makes us even better. So
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for a number of years here working in this department. We have a lot of great folks of what I call a combination of heart and skill, and I think both of those are critical. We're especially working with kids and families.
All right. Well, we'll be right back with our next guest on KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley.
We did it again. again. Clip Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Clip Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Clip Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Hey, contractors, it's me, Sandy, with YCCA. Plan to attend the City of Prescott Quarterly Contractors Outreach Meeting, April 10th, 11:30 to 1. Lunch will be served. Location, Yavapai College, Building 3, Room 119. Bring your questions, get the answers, and meet the awesome Community Development Leadership Team. Lots happening. RSVP to me, 778-0040. Don't be square, just be there.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Get connected to your medical records with a WireMC Care Connect account. WireMC Care Connect gives you one-stop, secure access to your WireMC medical records on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop computer, anywhere you have an internet connection. If you've received care from WireMC or one of its many organizations, including WireMC Physician Care, you can establish an account. It's easy and it's free of charge. Quick and easy access to your medical records is important for anyone, including people with chronic conditions, parents of young children, frequent travelers, and folks who find themselves in a medical emergency. Learn more at wiremccareconnect.org. Tell your YRMC healthcare provider that you want to establish an account, or contact YRMC's Health Information Management Department.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, again, David Rouse, filling in for Lorette today from Oakwood Homes in Chino Valley. So for our next segment, we're going to do a, kind of a double segment. So we're going to visit with Trish LaFever with Interstate Mortgage Financial Center and then with Donna Wild with Century 21. So, good afternoon, ladies.
Hi, Dave.
All right. So, what's going on in the world with you two ladies today?
Actually, business is picking up, so everything looks great.
Yeah.
And we're here to just help the population kind of understand, you know, what the steps are in purchasing a home.
Okay.
So, of course, we want to sell and get everyone into a home instead of renting.
Okay.
Tis the season. It's springtime.
It is.
Things are picking up quite a bit in the real estate industry for on my end anyways. And so, you know, you better get on it.
This is our time of year.
This is our time of year.
Yeah. All right. So let's get started. So someone's brand new. Say I'm a brand new person trying to, I'm thinking about buying a home. Either I've been living here or I'm wanting to move the area. What do you think the first thing I should do?
Your first step would be to reach out to a lender.
Okay.
Because the first thing you want to do is you want to know, you know, how much you qualify for, what your different programs are out there, what's actually available to you.
Okay.
Your payments that you're comfortable with, anything that you want to know about, you know, the whole loan process is what you want to look at, you know, for your first step.
Right.
It's kind of difficult to reach out to a real estate agent to say, hey, you know, I want to buy a house, I want to do this, when you have really no idea what the price range is that you're looking at.
Correct.
So that would be the first person you have to reach out to is your lender.
Okay. And how hard is that? I know that is probably, especially for first-time homebuyers, the scariest part of the process, is speaking to a special person like you, who is not scary at all.
She's actually terrifying.
She's not terrifying.
She's so scary.
So
you can tell by the sound of her voice.
That's right. So...
I actually enjoy working with first-time home buyers, especially, you know, being the first time that you're looking into purchasing a home. It is a joy for me to actually just, walk them through each step, guide them to where they're comfortable.
Okay.
With the entire process.
No judgment.
No judgment whatsoever. they reach out to me anytime in the evenings, on the weekends, and it makes them feel more comfortable. In fact, I just had someone, right before I came here, I had someone come into the office, and they're like, oh, my gosh, you have made things feel just wonderful. This is totally awesome. Between you and the agent, this is really cool. And the reason is because I do care. I mean, I want them to feel comfortable in moving forward, and I
right.
explain everything, and I'll sit down with them, and any questions, I'm there for them.
Perfect.
Absolutely. Please, please, as your real estate agent, please see the lender first. That will save so much time for everybody. Because if you call me, and I thank you, first of all, thank you for calling me.
Right.
It's lovely to meet you and lovely to talk to you. Now, how much do you qualify for?
Right.
Is going to be one of my first questions to you.
Right.
And if you don't know, then I don't know where to start for you. I have no idea where to go and what to do.
Mm-hmm. And I agree wholeheartedly. I know this isn't my segment, but that's mm-hmm. the same thing I tell people mm-hmm. as well.
Yep.
We kind of have people that come in and they have the wine taste but the beer budget.
Yep.
But we need to know what the budget is.
Absolutely.
And then that helps us do our job and guide you the correct way.
Right.
So,
I mean, there's a lot of people out there that it's not even their income. It's, well, what do I feel comfortable with a house payment?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I might want, you know, a $1,500 house payment, which including, you know, that includes tax insurance, mortgage insurance, if they actually have to pay mortgage insurance, and it's not the sales price that they're looking
correct.
At. So how are they going to know what's going to get them to that $1,500 price range if they don't meet with a lender first?
Correct. Because a pre-qual doesn't mean you have to spend all the way up to
correct.
A pre-qual.
Exactly.
Correct. It just gives you a range on where we know we can play in.
Because mm-hmm. maybe you do have a champagne budget, but you don't want to buy champagne.
That's correct.
Right.
That's correct.
Maybe you don't like champagne.
You want beer.
You just want beer, man.
Right.
So there's a little bit of a myth out there
right.
that you have to come in with an enormous amount of money down. How much does right. somebody really need to start this process?
Like $1 million, right?
$1 million,
no,
right?
No,
pay for
no,
it all.
No.
That's right.
You know,
we're financing $1.50.
Right.
That's it. So.
Years and years ago, I could say probably when my parents bought a home, and in fact, there's still a lot of people out there today that feel that they need 20% down. That's not the case. I actually have programs, you know, that range from 3% down.
Okay.
You know, and more. And then I also have somewhere, we have some down payment assistance programs to help. And you only have to come in with 1.5%. So you really don't have to come in with a large down payment anymore. And there's ways to work around that.
Okay.
And again, there's also programs out there to where you don't have to come in with anything.
Okay.
So instead of renting a home, I think it's a better idea to probably purchase a home if you don't need that down payment.
Okay.
So it's I'd rather own instead of, you know, paying somebody else's mortgage any day.
Right.
Any day.
Correct. Especially right. with the way the rents are in this area right now. Unfortunately,
they're only going up.
Very elevated, yeah.
Only going up.
Yeah. My son is in a 2-bedroom apartment whose rent is several hundred more than my mortgage payment.
Ooh, mercy.
And that's just crazy.
That is crazy.
Just crazy.
And you're blowing your money away.
Yeah.
I had a borrower that came in and I calculated the rent that they've actually paid over, you know, the time that they've been renting with this one guy. And it was over $100,000. That $100,000 could have gone towards the purchase of a house.
Right.
And gained an equity. I mean, that's a lot of money to be thrown away.
Right.
Could have a nice house halfway paid off by now.
Absolutely.
Good Lord.
It's definitely better to buy a house than it is to rent.
I think it's also a good idea to know where you're at.
Right.
I think the other part of what we deal with a lot is credit.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our customers randomly don't come in with that A+ credit rating, and those that do, we know who they are right away.
Right.
Most of the people that we have to help are the ones that are right there in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So talk a little bit about that, credit scores, things you can maybe do to help if somebody is close, not close, things like mm-hmm. that.
Right. So the first thing I do is when I pre-qualify a borrower is I do need to run their credit.
Okay.
Their credit does say a lot, you know, what their debts are. Do they have any collections?
Nobody's perfect.
You know, nobody's
That's right.
perfect. Everybody.
That's right.
In fact, very few people don't have medical collections.
Right.
I mean, it's very unusual not to see a medical collection on someone's credit report.
Yep.
Doesn't mean that you can't buy a house. Absolutely not. So I do go ahead and look at the credit report. I will sit the buyer down, let them know that, you know, if you did this and this and this, your credit score would go up. Sometimes it's just paying off a credit card or lowering, you know, the balance on the credit card.
Okay.
It's not difficult, and it's amazing the little tiny things that you could do to go ahead and increase your credit score.
Right.
The higher credit score is, the better interest rate that you also get.
Of course.
Which means you have more buying power.
Right.
You know, because then your payments are a little bit lower.
But by the same token, can't, like, after a period of time, even if you come in at a high rate, you get your credit cleaned up, and mm-hmm. you pay your mortgage on time, and you're a good little girl. Can't mm-hmm. you kind of do some things that kind of help that out a little bit later on down the road?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can actually refinance at any time to go ahead and try to get that interest rate down to reduce your monthly payment.
Yep.
And also, let's say, you know, we were talking earlier about the down payment.
Right.
So if you come in with 3%, you know, because that's all you have to go ahead and purchase a home, you have the 3%. So, again, that means you're paying mortgage insurance. Well, once you hit 78% loan to value, that mortgage insurance falls off.
Right.
You know? So it's just temporary. It's not like you're going to have that mortgage insurance through the entire life of the loan.
So don't look at yourself and go, that's never going to happen. I'm a terrible person. I have bad credit.
Right. It does happen.
Rethink
that.
Things
do get better.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you're here to help.
Right.
Not judge. We're not here to go over all that. You're here to, you know, hold mm-hmm. their hand and help mm-hmm. them achieve that dream they're looking for.
Right. And a lot of people go through hard times in life. I mean, it might be medical. It might be a divorce. And,
correct.
I mean, it could be anything. You know, your child had a couple kids and, you know, they're going through a hard time and now you're raising their kids. I mean, things happen in life. So, no, I'm definitely not here to judge. I'm here to help because I think everyone should actually have their own home.
We all need a little help.
Right?
Yes.
All of us.
Yes.
Right.
So what would happen if I as a customer wasn't able to qualify? So say I'm close or, mm-hmm. or not, then what would happen then?
I will continue to work with you.
Okay.
And let you know exactly what you need to do to go ahead and qualify for a home.
Okay.
So I'm not going to say you don't qualify, go ahead and you know, go on your merry way. That's
right.
Not who I am. I will actually work with you until you can qualify.
Okay.
I want to see that day that I can actually see you getting those
that's
keys
right.
to your brand new
that's
home.
That's right.
That's my goal, is I want to help you.
All right.
Then she'll bring you a bottle of champagne.
There you go. There's your champagne.
Or many of the other goodies that she likes to cook.
Cornbread.
Yes. She's not good for a diet. I will tell you that right now.
I like to deliver goodies.
Yes, she does. And that's because that's what you do. You put a lot of love in what you do, and part of that is what you're delivering. So
I do.
All right. So what else we got going on? Do we have anything special going on in our area right now? Of course we do. It's spring.
Right. It is spring. But what we'd like to do is talk about, you know, once you actually meet with the lender, which is myself, and we understand exactly what your payment is that you're comfortable with or the sales price that we're actually looking at, the next step is to reach out to a realtor.
Okay.
I know I've heard of people saying, but I can go on Zillow.
Right.
Mm. What is Zillow? What is Zillow all about? How about you, Donna? Can you kind of give us some information on Zillow?
Zillow is God. Just know it, breathe it, live it. Zillow is God. Can I just tell you that's really not true? There's nothing more false about what I just said on the planet. Zillow is evil. It will. If you go on Zillow as a buyer, they're going to show you homes that are lower than what they're really selling for. And if you go on as a seller, they're going to show you a higher price for your home than you're ever, ever going to get. So your best bet is to reach out to a realtor who knows the area, knows the market, and can actually help you. They'll take your information. I will take your information. Mm-hmm. Everything, what you're looking for, your needs, your wants, we'll make a list. Versus needs, mm-hmm. and we will try to accommodate all of that and, you know, put that in a reality check and see what can actually work for you. And, you know, Zillow might be sort of maybe kind of a guide, but just call a realtor. Just call a realtor. Talk to your lender first. Get qualified.
Right.
And then you call me. And I work with your lender. We work together. Realtors and lenders have to work together all the time. We communicate probably about once a week until the deal is done.
Right.
If not more than that.
Correct.
Because we're all on the same team. It's a big team effort, and we all want to help you get into your home.
Right. And isn't it true also that on Zillow, Zillow doesn't take into account upgrades in the home?
Nope.
Or anything like that? They don't know if you have a nice yard, a horrible yard, if the inside's trashed.
They don't know.
They don't know.
They don't know.
So, yeah, I don't think Zillow's very good when it comes to, you know, giving you price ranges.
No.
Correct.
They're obsolete usually with their pricing and with what's on the market, as you and I were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. There are homes on the market currently that say they're available, and they haven't been available for a year.
Correct.
So, you know, I mean, you can't rely on that. You can rely on me, and you can rely on Trish to give you current information, and Dave, because we're all in the market, and we know what's up.
That's right.
But, you know, Zillow doesn't know.
It doesn't know the area.
Nope.
And, of course, it's going to put pictures out there, and then it's not going to show you every angle. So somebody, especially the more dangerous, is out of state area. So they see something on there.
Yes.
They see something that looks all beautiful, and then they buy it sight unseen or haven't gone out there. And then they come out, and then they realize all their neighbors are hoarders or other bad scenarios. Or in our situation, they're not going to get water or stuff like that. Or if it's an existing home, they're buying an existing home that there's other skeletons in the closet that weren't listed on Zillow, because Zillow's just going to put the base there. And that's why you need realtors like Donna,
absolutely,
who've done their homework on the home,
yes,
to guide you correctly,
absolutely,
to what to look for, what not to look for.
Right.
Yes.
You know, so
realtors are going to protect you.
Yes.
You know, they're going to protect you, and they have their back.
Correct.
So it's always good to have a realtor and a lender that understand each other, and they both,
correct,
they both do a really good job for you. What I like to do as a lender is I know that once you actually have a contract on a home, then things really start rolling. Then things become stressful because now you have the appraisal that you need to make sure it gets ordered. You have the inspection period. You have all these other things that you're working on. The last thing you want to do is worry about your loan.
Right.
So I personally gather all their documentation up front. I analyze all your documentation because I've had a lot of borrowers that they calculate their income differently than I calculate their income.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we want to make sure, want to make sure that they really qualify for what they think they qualify, or they qualify for more than that they thought they qualified for.
Right.
So I do gather all documentation up front while they're actually looking for a home, to where there's no hiccups, there's no issues going forward. I actually catch them up front, and I get all the documentation up front prior to them getting an accepted loan and or accepted contract on the home.
Accepted contract.
And boy, does that make a difference.
Right.
Especially, a lot less stressful.
Yeah, a lot less stressful and much more smooth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all want you to have a good experience. So we're going to do what we can to make it as smooth as possible, because let's face it, you know, real estate isn't like going to the mall. You're not buying a pair of shoes. There's no refunds, no exchanges.
Right.
You have to be, this is a serious transaction. It's, you know, you can't take your home back to the mall.
No. Yeah.
Good luck if you try. Good luck to you if you try that.
Man, if we ever got to that, that'd be terrible, wouldn't it?
That would be really bad.
Yeah.
So, nope, you're on title now.
That's
and
right.
Once you get those keys, that's yours.
That's yours.
So you want to be careful and make sure it's definitely the one that you want. And that's where the realtor comes in place.
Yeah. So take the right steps. Take the right steps and get, you know, it's okay to interview a couple of different lenders and realtors.
Correct.
Because, like I said, we want to provide you the best experience.
Correct.
And if I meet with you and you're like, I don't know, she doesn't know what she's talking about, then you talk to somebody else and you get a different realtor. Or, you know, I can't imagine everybody meeting with Trish and going, because she's super cool and pretty. So,
thank you.
You know, but it's okay. You know, if it's good, like I said, this is a difficult, very serious transaction, and you want the people around you, you want to feel comfortable with them, and you want to feel good and confident that they know what they're doing as well.
Right. Yeah, you have to have some good, genuine rapport. It needs to be there. And then trust comes with that.
So, trust is huge.
Yeah. So, okay.
And it's actually nice when you end up with friends instead of clients.
Right.
I love that. So, I love that.
That's the best part of the job.
Yes.
Absolutely.
They come into my office and they're at home. They feel comfortable.
Yes.
Like, you know, that's what I'm looking
for.
You're
getting invited to barbecue.
Yes.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Trish and Donna and talk some more with KQ&A, Talk of the Town, Chino Valley.
is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cyber criminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Plants are a lot like puppies. They need care, water, and food.
You wouldn't forget to feed your puppies, so don't forget to feed your plants.
Water 744 All-Purpose Plant Food is a gourmet meal for your plants.
The only food for Arizona plants for the nutrients they need for big blooms, a hefty harvest, and tremendous trees, all naturally.
It's time to feed your plants with 744 All-Purpose Plant Food from Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
Well, you know it's spring when you hear that. New life in the form of little fluff balls called baby chicks. This is Steve Sisher with Olson's for Healthy Animals and Healthy Chicks. Now's a great time to renew your backyard and barnyard with these fun little guys. Actually, most are fun little girls that will eventually lay the best eggs you've ever tasted. It'll be a one-stop shop because Olson's also has everything you'll need to keep them warm. Feed and water them, bed them down, and great advice to make sure that they grow up healthy. Check out our website, olsongrain.com, for each store's chick selection. On a different subject, on Sunday, March 31st, at 3 p.m. at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center, the Phoenix Symphony Orchestra and the Yavapai Symphony Association bring you a fascinating exploration into some of the best examples of works by two of the preeminent composers of the classical period. Three pieces by Mozart take us from the depths of despair to the heights of joy. Franz Schubert's Arpeggione Sonata was composed originally for a bowed guitar and will be played on cello by Talia Buchbinder of the Phoenix Symphony Orchestra. Call the Yavapai Symphony Association office at 776-4255 for tickets.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Senator Martha McSally was in Phoenix today at Homeland Security Headquarters discussing the Central American migrant crisis. The Arizona Republican says the flood of migrants seeking asylum is straining resources and leaving the feds no choice but to release them into the streets.
We've had 18,500 individuals released into the community in Arizona over just the last couple of months, and the numbers continue to go up. We've got to look at every taxpayer dollar that's invested in places around the world. We got to use all elements of our national power to address this issue, and we got to ultimately have control of who is coming in and out of our country.
While President Trump threatens to shut down the border, McSally is a bit more hesitant. She says there are 200,000 jobs connected to cross-border commerce. She adds, we've got to maintain legitimate trade and travel while securing the border. McSally met with ICE and Border Patrol officials, as well as with the mayors of Yuma and Mesa. A beautiful, mostly sunny and breezy week, cooling overnight to the low 40s, with highs tomorrow and all week in the mid to upper 60s in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Very windy tomorrow afternoon and evening, with highs reaching the low 70s by Sunday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling late tonight to near 45, up to the mostly sunny mid to upper 70s all week, and very windy tomorrow, with a sunny Sunday high in the low 80s. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Chino Valley continues on KQ&A.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palpricot Pale Ale? Are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of funkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, the Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, AmCo, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Barrett Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, and Grand Canyon Financial. The Diamondbacks visit the San Diego Padres Monday night at 7:10, on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. We support a lot of local activities, and the Kiwanis Auction is one of my favorites. Help the kids and get some great deals by tuning in to the Kiwanis Auction weeknights, March 25th through April 5th, on Cable Channel 64 between 7 and 10 p.m. You'll find great deals on dining, golf, tools, vacations, jewelry, sports tickets, and more. You can get almost anything at the Kiwanis Auction, and yes, you can even buy propane. From Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
All right. Welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley. Again, this is David Rouse filling in for Miss Lorette today. She is out, so I'm fortunate enough to come down, a proud member of the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce with Oakwood Homes. And today, again, we are speaking with Trish Lefevre with Interstate Home Loan Center, and then with Donna Wild with Century 21.
Hi.
So we're going to kind of pick up where we left off, ladies. So, Trish, you kind of wanted to go over a few things again with the lending scenarios before we hand everything off to Ms. Donna over there.
Yes, because first of all, I mean, just to make it easier for you know, the community that is thinking about purchasing a home, the first step, again, would be to meet with your lender, which would, you know, of course, be myself or another lender. And I do like to sit down with the client, kind of get their goals in mind, because I want to make sure that we do, you know, make their goals a reality of course, homeownership. And I will ask them information. It takes me about 15, 20 minutes to gather all the information. So I can do that either over the phone. I can send them an application via email.
Okay.
Or we can meet face-to-face, whichever they're comfortable with. Then I will go ahead and take that information, and I'll evaluate it. I'll evaluate it by pulling credit, by running calculations based on how many, you know, debts do you currently have, what's your current income. And there are specific ratios that we have to abide by depending on what program that we use. So
okay.
We have, you know, 300-400 programs, and I try to fit them into one of those programs that best suits them.
Right.
So it's not, you know, everyone doesn't fit into the same program. So I do, it does take me a little bit of time, of course, because I want to make sure that I get the right program for that buyer.
Right.
That's going to specifically fit their needs, their desires, their payment plan, you know, things like that. So once I actually do that, I will ask the buyers for their documentation. There's numerous reasons why I do that. First of all, when you put in an offer on a home that you want to purchase, your agent is going to ask for what's called a pre-qualification letter. That pre-qualification letter tells the seller that you have met with a lender and the lender actually stated that you've been pre-approved.
Correct.
Now, I've seen, and this is kind of sad and it's scary, I have seen clients put in an offer on a home later to get declined because the lender didn't look at their documentation. I won't put myself in that situation, and I think the real estate community appreciates that. And that's one of the reasons why I will ask for your documentation before sending out a pre-qualification letter. And that documentation is going to be, you know, your tax returns, driver's license, W-2s, pay stubs, things like that. So I can actually evaluate your income. A lot of people don't understand how much money they make or if they make less money than what they think they they actually make.
Right.
So I want to make sure 100% that they're qualified before providing a real estate agent a pre-qualification letter.
Okay.
Second of all, what that does is it makes the buyer and the realtor, it makes it a lot stressful situation. Because then issues don't come up at the last minute, and everyone's scrambling trying to make sure that that issue is not going to be a problem.
Correct.
You know, that's not fun. It's stressful for everyone, and you're going to have sleepless nights if you do that.
Correct.
So I try to prevent those sleepless nights with everybody, and we don't want to do that.
Right.
To try to make things easy and less stressful. So once we actually have that, then, again, you're going to be meeting with your real estate agent.
Okay.
And then I'm going to hand you over to Donna, and she's going to explain to you what Donna does.
All right, Donna. So tell us what you do.
Well, so I find you a house.
All right.
You talk to Trish or your lender, and then you find out how much you qualify for, and then you call me, and you tell me exactly what you're looking for.
So it's also good to know what programs and stuff, too, right? Because
right.
that kind of detours where you go in the market, you know, if it's FHA, VA,
yes.
things like that. So
It can, for sure, yes. I mean, you know, like... So, some sellers are a little reluctant to do VA or FHA just because they don't understand how awesome the market is now in lending and how wonderful the VA and FHA loans are and how easy they are to work with.
Correct.
I literally closed a VA loan home in less than 30 days in December.
Nice.
So, I mean, they were on it, and they were ready to go. It was very easy. It was a very smooth process. And so don't be afraid. Don't be afraid if you qualify for VA or FHA. Don't think, oh, I'll never find a home. That's not true, because it is a very easy and wonderful process now. It's not like the olden days.
Right.
Yes, they're much easier.
Right.
Yes.
So you're going to call me, and I'm going to ask you probably about a million questions. Because I want to know exactly what you're looking for. And if you haven't talked to Trish already, then, you know, you might say things like, I want a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house on 2 acres. The house needs to be 2,000 square feet, and I want to pay about $100,000. And I'll say, well, have you talked to your lender? Because that's probably not going to happen.
Not going to happen, yeah.
Yeah, we need to be realistic. And so we'll do, you know, a wants versus needs list, again, as I mentioned before. We'll talk about what you absolutely have to have and, you know, kind of start throwing things on that you would like to have. And, you know, it's my job also to kind of get creative and think outside the box. If we can't find exactly what you're looking for in exactly the situation that you need, then maybe we'll just kind of maybe look outside the area that you're looking at, or we'll look at possibly a new build, or, you know, a different kind of lending, or, you know, there's so many things that we can do. It doesn't have to be cookie cutter. Everybody, it doesn't fit every form, as Trish was saying. Not everybody's the same, and sometimes we have to be, you know, a little bit creative, but it definitely starts with, I need to know what you need. And we want to provide the best experience for everybody, so we're going to do what we can to help you do that.
Right.
And so once you find your home, you find your dream home, I help you find it. We put in an offer because you have all your paperwork together for Trish. And that's a beautiful thing. We have all your paperwork. We send in the offer. We do the inspection. And then comes the appraisal and all of that. And the whole entire time we're communicating with Trish. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of when it goes back to Trish so that she can make sure that the processes going smoothly as far as the lending goes.
Okay.
Right. So as soon as the client has an accepted offer, then that's my time to go ahead and start pushing your lending through, which means I'm going to take the contract. I'm going to submit your contract along with all your documentation over to processing. That's when the ball's going to start moving forward. So while I'm actually doing the lending part of it, then you're working with Donna or your real estate agent to go ahead and get your inspections done.
Communicate, communicate, communicate.
Right. So that's why the lender and the realtor have to stay in constant communication, is to make sure that we actually close on time. So, which is, you really want to close on time. Because otherwise there's, I mean.
A lot of sad faces if you don't close on time.
Yeah, there's a lot of sad faces if we don't close on time. We don't want that. We want everything to go nice and smooth. So what's going to occur is once I send the loan over to processing, the processor is going to go ahead and review it and make sure that we have all of our documentation together. If she feels that we have enough to get in a approval through underwriting, then she's going to go ahead and send it over to the underwriters. Once I receive it back from underwriting, then I'm going to be reaching back out to the client. And, of course, 9 times out of 10, the underwriter wants additional documentation.
More paperwork.
Right.
More paperwork.
More stuff.
So that's what we want to get them as much as we can up front. So once the underwriter reviews it, there's only a couple additional items, which makes it easier for you while you're busy working on getting your home completed and all the paperwork and everything that you need between title and the real estate agent.
Happy faces.
Right. So once we're dealing with that, you're also going to be receiving paper from the title company.
Yay.
So now you're dealing with a lender, you're dealing with a real estate agent, and you're dealing with the title company. So the title company is going to make sure that you have a clean title. You definitely don't want to purchase a home and then end up finding that there's problems with the title.
No. We have a lot of good qualified people here in this area that handle that.
So many good qualified people.
Well, ladies, they're going to be wrapping us. This process has so many questions. The people are really, we just barely even touch the surface of what really needs to happen.
Barely.
So quickly give them you guys' information real quick, and then so that way if they want to give you a call and start the process.
Absolutely. Again, this is Trish LaFever, and I am located at 8168 East Florentine Road in Prescott Valley. My phone number is 928-589-1225. And I'm also available on my cell phone, which is 928-713-2128. And the branch is actually open from 8 o'clock in the morning till 4:30 in the evening, and my cell phone is always open. So if you need to call me or text me, you can definitely do that, you know, in the evenings or on the weekends.
Okay. Donna, you real quick.
Donna Wild, Century 21 Arizona West at the Frontier Village, donna.wild@c21.com, 928-533-5364.
All right. Thank you, ladies, and we'll be right back with Talk of the Town and KQ&A.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
AuggiesPrescott.com, the Go Feed Me page. When you've got a hankering for the great taste of Auggies, go to AuggiesPrescott.com. Check out the menu and all the great happenings. Fill your calendar with Auggies exceptional events and make reservations online. That's why it's called the Go Feed Me page. AuggiesPrescott.com, the place to dine on Highway 69 or online. Auggies Frontier Village and AuggiesPrescott.com.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
All right. Again, I wanted to thank Lorette for asking me to fill in today. Dave Rouse again with Oakwood Homes out in Chino Valley. So proud members of the Chamber of Commerce. So again, I want to thank my guest today, David Barco with the Family Resource Center, Ms. Trish LeFevre with Interstate Home Loan Center, Donna Wild with Century 21. Some amazing people doing some amazing things. Let them help you in this area. So, cause that's what they do. Got some upcoming events going on in the chamber, on the 3rd, which is what's today, Monday. So Wednesday, they're doing a business and networking luncheon. So the topic this week is going to be the Facebook marketing. It's going to be held at the Grace Baptist Church, which is right there at Outer Loop and 89 there in the south part of Chino, from 11:30 to 1 o'clock. And then on April 13th, we're going to be doing the food truck roundup. It's going to be held at the Chino Valley Center. It's going to be from 11 a.m. to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So, again, I appreciate the opportunity to come in and sit in today. It was a lot of fun. Hopefully everybody got something out of it. And then we'll see everybody next time at on KQ&A, 11:30 a.m., 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and on the web at kqna.com. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.